do we have here, hmm? I'm assuming because my priestesses let you through that you're one of my suitors, yes? Come on, speak up. I'm not going to smite you or anything. If anyone's getting smote, it'll be the priestesses for letting the wrong person into my chambers. I don't even know why I keep them around. It's not like I need them to even protect me. I can protect myself. And they do keep letting random people... Oh, you are a suitor. Well, that's very kind of you to finally speak up. Well, go on. What is your name? I'm positive you already know who I am. Everyone does. Is that right? Well, that is an adorable name. It suits you very well. Now, unfortunately, little mortal, although you are in the right place and you're not trespassing, you've already made two mistakes. Can you tell me what they are, little mortal? No. You have no idea? Ah, well, first of all, I am goddess of the hunt, Artemis. And you are always to refer to me as Goddess Artemis, not ma'am, not mistress, not miss. Understood? Yes, what? That's right. Secondly, you are not permitted to be standing in my presence unless I explicitly say so. Understand? That means on your knees. Now. Oh, that was fast. You didn't skin your knees there, did you? Are you frightened, mortal? Oh, I can see that you are terrified of me. The trembling on your lips and the way your eyes shift rapidly from one side of the room to another, looking for a way to escape if I were to get angry with you. Here's the thing about that, little mortal. 1. If I were to get angry with you, you would have no chance of escaping. And 2, I'm not planning on hurting you anytime soon, so don't panic. Yet. Now then, tell me, what is your occupation? You are a soldier, I presume? A farmer? A slave farmer from another city-state? That's not what I was expecting. I've never been sent a farmer, let alone a slave, as a potential suitor before. Usually I'm sent great warriors or hunters, occasionally a poet, but never an enslaved farmhand. I suppose that means there's something special about you, little mortal. Look up at me. Into my eyes. Tell me, what is it that is so special about you? Can you tell me? You can't think of anything? Well, so far you are obedient and humble. Those are both very good traits in any man. But they are not unique to you. Well, I'm certain we'll find out why it is you were chosen eventually. First, however, I need to evaluate you. And I always like to start with a physical inspection. So you need to stand up now. Very good, little mortal. Now, hold up your arms so that I can remove your tunic. What is this face? What did you think physical inspection meant? Yes, of course you're going to get completely naked. I can't very well inspect you when you're wearing all this clothing, now can I? Now, if you don't raise up your arms, I'm just going to tear the tunic off of you. Finally. All right, let's just slide this off. Ah, well... I can see the farm work has served your body well. You certainly don't look like a warrior, but there is a lot to appreciate here, at least for a mortal anyway. Yes, this is definitely adequate. More than adequate. But we're only halfway there. Now, time for your loincloth. There. Now just stand with your legs spread. Very good. Well, I suppose this is what was special about you. You do have a pretty cock, little mortal. Yes, that will work nicely if you pass my tests. What's that? Speak up, mortal. You would like to see me naked? Oh, wow. That's bold. Even though you address me the right way, that's definitely not going to happen. Not now, anyway. Besides, you're already getting hard. I don't blame you, you know. I am a divine goddess, after all. I bet you wish I did something about that. Do you think you deserve it? Do you think you deserve to be touched by a goddess? Do you think you deserve me putting my hand on your cock lightly like this? It feels good, doesn't it? Stand still. No moving, no talking. Just stand still. Good boy, you truly are obedient. I guess that comes from being a slave, doesn't it? I wonder if you'd stay still if I just stroked your cock. Impressive. You just get more and more appealing to me every passing second, little mortal. The way you stay so rigid, the little noises you're making. You're adorable, you know that. Possibly the cutest man sent to me so far. You love the feeling of my long fingers around your cock. You love how the same hand that would normally be used to throw a lance into the side of a great beast is now giving you pleasure. Do you feel humbled, little mortal? Does getting pleasured by the goddess of the hunt make you appreciate how lucky you really are? Good boy. I could stroke you all day. I'll bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? You'd love it if I milked your cock dry. Perverted little mortal. Is that all you think about? Just spurting? Well, there are much more important things you have to deal with right now than blowing your load. So, I'm going to stop stroking you now. Oh, you poor thing. That pouty expression on your face, that little whimper you made. I actually feel half bad for stopping. Only half bad, though. You liked that so much, didn't you? Oh, I'm sorry, poor little mortal. But I do have to keep evaluating you. Now, be a good boy and get back on your knees. Very good. Hey, no touching yourself. No, I did not give you permission. Now, I'm going to sit back on my dais, and I want you to crawl to me. Now, crawl. You don't have to look down at the floor or anything. You can look at me. I know you want to. Hey, are you sneaking a look up my shift, little mortal? No. Are you sure? All right. Well, you better not be lying. Now, I want you to take the sandal off of my right foot. Go ahead. It's fine to touch me now. Very good. And now, the left one. Excellent. And now that you see my feet, what do you want to do with them? Really? Just massage them? Is that all? Well, go right ahead. But if you want to do anything else, Don't hesitate to ask me. Oh, your hands are magical. Oh, my feet are sore. I've been running through the woods all day. Is this the first time you've rubbed a goddess's feet, little mortal? I find that hard to believe. You're very good at this. Ah, yes. Just run your thumb up my arch. Ah, it feels so very good. Now, gently tug on each one of my toes, and starting with the big toe. Ah, yes. The second, and so forth. Now, take your strong hand and run it up the back of my heel, up the Achilles tendon. Oh, don't tell Achilles I said that, though. Oh, you are a natural. All right, that's good enough, pet. Go ahead and rub the other foot now. Yes, do exactly the same thing. First, the arch, and each of my toes, starting with the big toe. Yes. And up the back of my heel. Yes. Oh, so good. Yes, you will do nicely as a servant. As a foot servant, no less. You are passing all of my tests with flying colors, you know. Well, except for one test, you are not being completely honest with me. Oh, come now. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You want to kiss them, right? Oh, remember, I want you to be honest with me, little mortal. And know that I will know when you are lying to me. Do you want to kiss my feet? Well, then go ahead, kiss them. Well, as a goddess, I need to be worshipped. Head to toe. Especially by my lover. Now, kiss them. You have my permission. See, isn't that nice? No more hiding anything from your goddess. Yes, you have nothing to be ashamed of. The only shameful act you've committed with me is trying to hide your desires. Did you think I'd be offended that you wanted to literally worship at my feet? Isn't that why you're here, little mortal? To worship me? Yes, use your tongue. Take my toes into your mouth. Kiss them like you love them. Yes. Now run your tongue up the arch of my foot. Ah. Oh, that tickles a little. Oh, naughty little mortal. No. Just keep kissing. Just slow down your tongue movements a bit. So I can really enjoy. Ah, there we go. That's perfect. Yes, that's it. Go back to my toes. Oh, really work your tongue in between my toes. You were made to serve at my feet. You know that, right? This is your only purpose. Never forget it. Yes, fuck. Yes, take them into your mouth. Suck my toes. Here, start with a big toe. Well, take your time, sweetie. Oh, yes, and then progressively move down. Take each one of them into your mouth. All right, now. The other foot, the same thing. Don't skip anything. I'm just going to stop talking now and enjoy. Yes. Oh, perfect. Oh my, you really are quite talented with that tongue of yours. But that's enough now. Stop. All right, now just get on your back. Just keep your legs apart. Good boy. You are still so hard. In fact, I think surfacing my feet got you even harder, didn't it, little mortal? Such a perverted little slave. I wonder what would happen if I just, fondled the shaft of your cock with my toe. Oh, did you like that? You want me to keep touching you, don't you? Now, why do you think you deserve it? Oh, stop. Don't even bother. You can't talk straight like this. Just let me, here, snuggle my feet around. Ah, there we go. Hey, keep your hips still. I didn't say you could be bucking into my feet. That rule hasn't changed. What did I say? That's right. The only pleasure you receive will come from my actions. Now, I am going to start stroking. And don't you dare come. You look really adorable down there, you know that? The way you keep instinctively trying to close your legs because you're bashful. But you force yourself to keep them open just for me. Just for me, right, little mortal? Good. Now, just let the sensations flow right through you. This is the reward for obeying your goddess and understanding your place in the world. It feels so good, doesn't it? Just think about it. If my hand and my feet feel this good, imagine just how good any other part of me would feel. No, we're not going to do that. But you can look at it if you want to. Does that sound nice? Very well then. Beg. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Just a little more. All right, little mortal. Here, I'm just going to part my thighs slightly and lift up the hem of my shift. Yes, you do have permission to gaze between my legs. You like it, don't you? I know you do. I saw your cock twitch just now. I'll bet you're just thinking of how good it would feel wrapped around you. Imagine me just sitting on you, bouncing up and down and moaning in ecstasy like a whore. Or better yet, think of me pushing your legs behind your head and fucking you in the Amazon position. My hips pounding against yours and forcefully draining all of your cum. Imagine what it would be like to be completely overpowered and forced to just lie there and take it like a little mortal bitch. Imagine me milking you dry and then continuing to ride and ride and ride until you have been drained down to the last drop. I'll bet that thought makes you want to come, doesn't it? Do you want to come? Do you want to come, little mortal? Well, too bad. I'm stopping the movement of my feet. Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. You really, really wanted to come that time, didn't you? Oh, you look so devastated. I really didn't think you'd get that upset. Oh, calm down, little mortal, calm down. No need for tears. You've been a very good boy. I don't want to punish you. Here, just keep lying there, all right? I'm going to straddle you now. What? No, I'm not doing that. Instead, there, see? Does that feel nice? My wetness against your cock. How does it feel, trapped in between my thighs? I know you want to be inside of me, but no. There are procedures and stone tablets to be etched and a whole other lot of nonsense. Just stay calm. Stay calm and let me milk you with my thighs. No. Shh. Silence, little mortal. No words. I do not need to hear anything out of you for the rest of the night, except for your delicious moans and whimpers. Beautiful, beautiful whimpers. Oh. Oh. Hey, what did I just say? Oh, what? You're wondering if this is good for me? Oh, aren't you just the most thoughtful servant? Here. Well, with your cock rubbing against me, yes, it does feel pretty good. Well, don't bother telling me how you feel. I know it's amazing. I am, after all, a goddess. Oh. Fuck, this is nice. Ah, yes. You're about to come, aren't you? Are you going to come, little mortal? No, don't worry, no. I'm not going to deny you this time. I think you've more than earned it. No. But I do want you to wait just a little longer. Come on, I know you can do it. You've done so well at following my orders so far, haven't you? Yes, you can do it. I'll hold it just a little longer. Oh, I'm going to enjoy having all this control over you. Don't beg. I'll let you come when I'm ready for you to. In just a few moments, actually. But first, I want you to pledge your absolute loyalty to me. Tell me that you will serve me from now until the end of time as my servant and as my chosen one. Say, Goddess Artemis, I wish to serve you now and forever. Come on, you can say it with more conviction. You do want to come, don't you? Oh, very well, little one. Come for me. Yes, come for me, little mortal. Go ahead and let it all out. Yes, that's it. Release it all to me. Yes, give me your essence and your loyalty. That's right. Just release it all over my ass and my thighs. Such a good boy. Such a good, obedient, handsome little mortal. Just for me. All mine now, and all mine forevermore. There we go. Oh, look at you. Oh, you're all spent, aren't you? You look like you just got done farming. Or how I imagine you would, covered in sweat, barely keeping your eyes open. We've barely even started. Oh, I bet you could fall asleep on the floor of my chambers if I let you. Well, you look so cute there. I think that's what I'm going to let you do. And don't bother getting up. I'll summon some of the priestesses to come wipe us down. And I'll be sure to send for another servant as well so they can issue a message stating, I no longer need a suitor, for I believe I have found the perfect one.